And if you're dealing with procrastination, and if you're dealing with feeling like just this heaviness or feeling of helplessness and the lack of energy, like, I feel you, bro. Like, I wholeheartedly feel you.
Hey, my little angels, welcome back to another fine episode of Jean's Online Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and I talk all things from my perspective, the way I see it. And this is this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean.
Hey, my little angels, today we'll be talking about procrastination. This is something that literally everyone deals with, but at different degrees. And specifically today, I want to talk about high functioning procrastination. And right now, I decree and declare that we bind up any spirit of procrastination that prevents us from reaching our goals, reaching our dreams. And we rebuke laziness on top of that in the name of Jesus. Touch and agree. Amen. Amen. So for starters, this week has been pretty golden, except for the simple fact that I've just been struggling with trying to stay focused because of all the things, all the different projects, everything that I have going on, y'all. It's a lot, but it's okay because it's making me excited. It shows me that I have things to look forward to, so I'm excited for what is to come. But at the same time, procrastination ain't no joke. But let me think of what happened this week. I mean, for the most part, I was just finalizing some things for my birthday. Oh, one thing that I did want to talk. Oh, first of all, two things that I wanted to talk about. One thing was that I've started watching that show called The House of David on Amazon Prime. Fire. I think I'm on the fourth or fifth episode. And I'm playing catch up. I don't know how many episodes there is, but I know they drop every Thursday. So if you have Amazon Prime, or if you know someone who has it, please go watch it. It is a retelling of the story of Samuel and David and Saul, all these other things. Also, within the last like 2 weeks, this is to show you how much I'm still growing and how much I'm still learning, because growing up in the church versus actually reading your word for understanding is two totally different things. So while watching, because not only have I been watching The House of David, I've also been reading. And I don't know what's going on, but this season I'm in, it's been a lot of focus on 1st and 2nd Samuel in the word. And there's been a lot of connections through music, through this show, through people at church. So I just feel led to read it. And as I was reading, because there's King Saul. So I thought that King Saul and Saul, who turned into Paul, was the same person, and they're not. So that's tea for me. So anyway, if you feel lost sometimes with the different names and the names changes in the Bible, just know you're not alone. Okay, this may be like obvious to some people, but to me, who's really starting to really dig into her word, I didn't know that. I thought, like, when I first started reading 1 Samuel and Samuel was anointing King Saul, like, or he was anointing Saul to be king, I thought that this was the beginning stories of Saul, who was killing all the Christians, who turned into Paul. But it wasn't, so we bless God. And you definitely need to go check out the new vlog. I'll make sure I put it in the description. And again, to clarify, this podcasting channel is like business. This is work. This is like my job. And then the vlogging channel is more so like leisure, and it allows you to get little glimpses of my life. I will not be posting that consistently on that channel. Like, I won't be posting weekly on that channel. I'll be posting here and there, but on this channel, y'all still gonna see me every week. But again, make sure you support, subscribe, check out my new video. I actually have some content on there for y'all to watch, and I love it. I'm very proud of it, and I would like y'all to see my art. So yes, but without further ado, let's please get into the topic and let's talk about procrastination. So like I was saying earlier, this past week I've been struggling, actually more than just this past week, maybe like the past like month or two, honestly, since like the end of February. I was really starting to realize I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot that I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to do it with purpose, and I'm also trying to do it with excellence, and that can be a lot. So obviously I have my podcast, and then I just started my vlogging channel. I have so many more ideas for my podcast, and I'm trying to try different ways, new things to try to keep you all engaged, and to also, you know, remain true to God's word and remain true on really the purpose of what God wants me to do with this channel. And sometimes it's a challenge. There comes a lot of spiritual warfare because the enemy doesn't like that I'm trying to be positive and that I'm trying to bring people to God's light and God's glory. And he be attacking me, y'all. So please don't ever think that this is easy for me to do. Because as much as I'm still learning and still growing, I'm broadcasting my growth. I'm broadcasting what I'm learning and trying to show y'all my growth in the process. So it can become a lot. And because I have all these ideas, the enemy is trying to keep me blocked with procrastination. He's trying to keep me blocked from this, like with the spirit of fear and the spirit of anxiety and all these different things. So it's becoming challenging, but I'm gonna fight through because it's the first step is understanding, being aware of what the issue is. And now it's time to utilize God's tools and God's gifts to keep pushing and to knock those obstacles down, because I feel like he's trying to attack me even more right now because he sees, I see the vision that God has for me. And I know it's about to be phenomenal and it's about to be life changing, not just for my own life, but the people who, you know, need to hear what I have to say. And I'm thankful, I'm excited, but then it's just still like trying to stay on track of like, okay, where God is guiding me. So for starters, I have a documentary that I'm working on. It's my personal journey, and I have that major project. I've started working on that documentary when I was a senior in college. I think I just graduated college. So I've been working on it for almost a year now. But it hasn't been like a fluent thing, right? So I have that in my belly that I'm working on. Obviously, my podcast, I have like a month worth of episodes that are so almost like sacred to me and so intimate. And I know they're going to move people, but I'm trying to know when to release those episodes and how to release them. So I have that. And that's a lot to think about because I'm trying to make sure I execute them all. And I don't want to, because I'm so excited, I don't want to release these projects before they're meant to be released. So that's why I'm kind of just sitting here. Ugh, I get so overwhelmed. And y'all, I have a new opportunity to create more and to expand the brand of Jean's Eyeline. And that is it's there's so much there. So with that being said, and I'm also continuing to be invited on other people's shows. By God's grace, he's continuing to open doors. And I'm just in a season of where I'm trying to listen. Just because people are inviting me on their shows, does this mean I'm supposed to go on the show? So I'm trying to be, you know, I'm still trying to have myself on guard, but I'm excited for these different opportunities and the different rooms that I'll be in. So that being said, all of those different things, I want to do well, but I know that there are like going to be different platforms for me to excel on, but being able to do it in the right way is challenging. So because I have all this going on in my mind, I kind of turtle up, I go back in my shell, and then I just wait. I procrastinate and procrastinate until the last minute. And especially the last couple of weeks, when it comes to my show, I've been procrastinating when it comes to like my weekly episodes because I have so much going on, and I'm not going to drop the ball as far as posting on Wednesdays, but it's becoming a harder and harder to keep posting. And that is the reality of having a show and producing it every single week. It becomes challenging, and I feel myself kind of getting a little overwhelmed, kind of getting a little fatigued from the work that I'm doing. I've already slowed down and pretty much stopped posting some of my podcasting clips because that is a lot. So it's like sometimes not everything is able to get done, but as long as the show is done, I'm okay. I'm not like satisfied with that, but I'm like, okay, at least some content was produced and it's uploaded for some people, for my little angels to watch. And sometimes, you know, obviously this has been talked about a lot, especially when we talk about mental health. Procrastination is often a like result or a symptom of depression. Now, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking God that he has delivered me and continue to deliver me on, you know, battling depression and anxiety. But these are still things that subtly I still struggle with. And I know because I'm trying to reach these higher heights once again, because like I said, in 2025, it is the year of higher heights. It's the year of elevating. And I believe that I'm reaching those, and there's just different avenues of how I'm doing that. But the more each level that I reach, the more is on my plate. And it almost creates like a fear of success. And that's a harsh reality, because sometimes you may think, or sometimes I think that, like, how can I be fearful of success when obviously that's what I'm striving for, you know? But me realizing that each time I get, you know, each time I look up and I see more little angels, more subscribers, each time I look up and I get another DM from a collab, it becomes overwhelming, because I'm like, dang, this is another project I have to execute. This is something else I have to put my time into. And this is literally so full time, and it takes so much work. And I still have, you know, a social life. I still am trying to build up my consecrated time and my own personal relationship with God. And I feel like my podcast on the show will be lackluster if I don't continue to build up that relationship with God, obviously, right? So it becomes really heavy on me, and it just becomes easier to avoid and then just doom scroll, or just scroll on social media all day, or, you know, take a whole bunch of self-care days. Like, self-care days are good, but we have to be self-aware and understanding, okay, every day can't be a bed rot day. Every day can't be, oh, I'm gonna go and take myself to lunch. Every day can't be, you know, all these other things. And it's the same conversation of discipline. And I feel like procrastination is something that I'm trying to be disciplined to say no to and to push through. Now, for 18 weeks, I've been doing good. Okay. But each time, each week, I'm trying to be better. Each week, I'm trying to do something different to the show, or try to, you know, still have that same faith that this show is going to be able to motivate y'all and move y'all in the right direction for where your life needs to go. And if you're dealing with procrastination, and if you're dealing with feeling like just this heaviness or feeling of helplessness and the lack of energy, like, I feel you, bro. Like, I wholeheartedly feel you, especially. And you know what's so crazy is, because I know I can do all these things. I know, like, let alone, obviously, I know I can do all things through Christ, right? Amen. But from the old John, from senior year of college John, when she was working three jobs, had, you know, was a president of this, exec board of that, you know, and a full-time college student, and trying to graduate, and I graduated with a high distinction of honors. So it's like, you're doing all those things, and it's like, you obviously get burnt out really easy doing all of that. But so it just shows me that I know I can do all these things. I can have a lot on my plate. I can be at this meeting, and then right after go to another meeting, and then go to work and do all these things. But the lack that I had there was the excellence that I'm trying to achieve now. Like, then it was good enough for school. For whatever reason, I literally, by the grace of God, I was still able to graduate, and I was able to graduate with, you know, cum laude. Now I need a higher grace from God, because I did a lot of lackluster things in college, but somehow I was able to cross the finish line. Again, God's grace. But now it's like, I choose not to be lackluster with this. This is not something I want to be lackluster. This is not something I want to have to. This is something I want to pursue with my whole heart. And I'm going to achieve these goals in the name of Jesus. Don't care what y'all think, but I'm going to achieve these goals. And sometimes it becomes like, oh, what does that look like when I achieve it? You know, like, what, where does that bar end as far as success? You know, that's a good question. Y'all should ask yourselves that when we're trying to achieve success, where does that bar end? Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I mean, I want people to know my work. And I want people to, you know, I want to have a platform where people, it develops a community. But do I just want to stop at a million subs? So I want to stop at a million subscribers? I'm probably going to want more and more and more and more. But it's just like, that comes with a lot. That comes with a lot of responsibility, especially when I'm talking about God's word and I'm talking about my own relationship. And the internet is not a safe space, you know, and I'm and I'm trying to make a safe space in a world that's known for being evil, being mean, being judgy, and I'm trying to force, you know, my way in there and be like, hey y'all, but what about this? Or, you know, let's maybe lead with love for once or something like that. And I'm realizing that, one, I may not actually know what type of success I want. And because I don't know that, I'm starting to procrastinate because it's just like, almost maybe feeling like, am I ready for what God has to offer me? Am I ready for the actual answered prayers? Because he's already answering them. And you ever feel like, dang, Lord, like you're actually doing this? Hold on. Because I'm tapping into something higher that I haven't tapped into before. So now that I know that we actually are kind of getting more locked in, that you're really actually helping me, you've already been moving behind the scenes. Now the enemy is trying to get me fearful of like, ooh, I have no idea what this can look like in the future. Because you can pray and ask for something all the time. And then once you actually get it, once it's in my hands, I'm like, oh, wait, this is a lot. Like, wait, I asked for this, but like, now what? What do I do? You know, what do I do with this in my hands? Like, I've been praying and praying and praying, and you finally answered. Thank you, Jesus. But now what do I do? So I push it away. I procrastinate. I let it sit because he's given me these visions for, you know, the documentary. He's given me these visions for different content ideas for my podcast, for the new channel, all the things. And I let it sit because I'm like, there's a lack of organization in here. And sometimes if you're a high functioning procrastinator, there's a lot of organization. But the issue is, it may be organized, but is it done with excellence? It may be organized, but is it done the way that God wanted it to be done? Or obviously I want things to look a certain way. There's a bit of perfectionism, but I still have some grace and understanding that like everything's not going to be perfect each time, especially when it comes to content and editing. But I don't know. I guess this week I've just realized like, okay, Lord, I understand what it is, but now what? What do I do with this spirit of procrastination? Like, what do I do with this? Right? Obviously we pray, you know? So like, but then praying, you have to be disciplined in that. So again, y'all, I'm gonna keep talking about it until I'm delivered from it, or as I, you know, get some type of breakthrough. Amen. I'm gonna keep talking about discipline, because in the world that we live in today, discipline is so vital. We let ourselves do whatever too often. It's let alone what we, you know, allow other people to do to us, or what we allow other people to, like how we allow them to live their life. We can't control that. But when it comes to us, we're not disciplined enough with us. We allow any type of people to be around us. We allow people to talk to us any type of way. Or we allow ourselves to keep consuming these things that aren't good for us. Whether it's food, whether it's unhealthy habits, drug habits, alcohol habits, anything else, you know, vaping, you know, all the things, like we continue to consume these things knowing that some of them, some of those things may not be good for us. They're not good for us at all. And the thing is, everyone says, oh, everything's in moderation. Now, listen, we always like to say everything is in moderation, but yet we're not moderating anything. So eventually we just need to just tell ourselves no. And eventually we just need to be steadfast on that no and be disciplined. Now, let me tell you what God's word says, because as much as we know we need to be disciplined, God is aware of the challenges of being disciplined. So let's look. So it's crazy because I had this idea to talk about procrastination for like maybe a couple of days. But today is Sunday that I'm recording this. And a woman of God came forth today and gave a fire teaching on, you know, the things that we need to do to basically like help break depression and help to, you know, build up our prayer altar. And one of the scriptures that she also mentioned that I'll be reading is Hebrews 12 and 11. And it reads, I'm reading in the NLT version, and it reads, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Chat, let's lock in for a second, okay? Never has God's word said, or I am trying to say, that being disciplined to self is going to be easy of any kind, but it is vital, it is important, and it is rewarding. Okay, we want to be successful, we want to finish these projects, we want to reach those higher heights in life, we want to get the new job, we want to have a strong relationship with God, we want to have a more fit body, we want to have a spouse. But it takes discipline. It takes discipline and understanding what we need to do for ourselves. And with discipline, we have to cast down procrastination. And that is so hard because we all procrastinate. And the issue with that is that some of us are high functioning procrastination. I just mentioned how my last year in college, I was a high functioning procrastinator. But the reality of high functioning is that you're really not functioning at all. You're not functioning in self-love. You don't have anything left to give yourself, but instead you're high functioning as far as the world. You're high functioning as far as the world is able to see and understand, oh, well, she's doing this, she's doing that. Oh, that's a strong, independent Black woman. She got 3 jobs. She's doing this, she's doing that. And she graduated. She actually finished and she has honors. No. Shorty was struggling. Shorty was lost. And because she was lost, she poured all her time. She kept herself busy. You know, like with depression, you either are like uberly busy or you ain't doing nothing. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like when you're high functioning in that procrastination, you think that you are really doing good. But in all actuality, you're causing yourself more stress and more anxiety. So it becomes like a never ending cycle. You feel me? Because like I was high functioning in the fact that like I knew how long it was going to take me to write a paper. I knew it was going to take me not that long. I could do a whole research paper in a couple of days. And obviously most professors are going to give you like a week or 2 weeks to do your research paper. But I'm like, man, I know how to finagle it. I know how to write. I have my degree in journalism, so I do love to write. So it came easy to me. So because I had 3 jobs, I'm like, okay. And I was still posting content at the time. So it's like, I'll go to work, I'll edit, I'll do some homework. But at the very end of the day, I'm away at the last minute because I know how long it's going to take me. Now you may think, oh, that's smart. That's just managing your time. But if I spread out the workload, even though let's say I got like a B plus on the research paper, I could have gotten an A. Not saying that we have to strive for perfection each and every time, but you're with procrastination, even if you're high functioning, you're robbing yourself from things that could be better for you. You're robbing yourself from greatness. You're robbing yourself from better opportunities because you're not able to give your all into whatever that may be. For me, it's content creation. Try to organize and stick out to that plan and continue to ask God to help you with the procrastination, then maybe it will be more excellence in it, right? But sometimes we give ourselves a pat on the back because the chances where we do procrastinate and I still get that A, or we do procrastinate and everything works out, but you were working at high stress levels, you were probably really anxious and you had to lock in and focus and do all these other things. But I'm learning to try to spread everything out and plan it out and go and do things according to the schedule so it can help my mind, especially as a creative. I need a clear mind and a clear space to create. I need a clear mind and a clear space to get my work done, to edit, to think of podcast ideas, to read my words, to have a stronger relationship with God. But I can't do that if my schedule's all over the place and I'm getting so anxious because of all the different projects I want to do. I'm waiting till the last minute to get them done. And right now, today, I just want to take time to highlight that because I know this is something that a lot of us struggle with. And I want y'all to know that you're not alone and that there are ways that we can get through this. And the number one way that we can get through this is leaning on God and understanding that we don't do everything. We don't do anything on our own. If you think that you woke up this morning and you're walking and you're talking and you're laughing and you're doing that on your own, you're not. Newsflash, God has graced you to walk on this earth again. Respect that. God has graced you with more life. Honestly, we be wasting God's time. Like, a whole time, if you really think about it, big man upstairs, he probably could have been came back down here. He probably could have been, you know, we could have been in everlasting life already. But not all of us, oh Jesus, thank you Holy Spirit, not all of us are doing our jobs. So as much as we're gonna be like, oh, we don't know the time nor the hour, we don't, but we could have been sped up this process. Not saying I'm trying to rush, Lord, please. I'm still, you know, I'm learning a lot. Not saying I'm trying to rush the process, but because not everyone is doing their part and not everyone is striving to do their part, it's elongating the process. So I feel like some people, side note, some people be like, man, you know, Christians, they're always talking about doom and gloom. They're always talking about the end of the world, the apocalypse, and they're always talking about when Jesus is going to come back. We keep talking about it because we're trying to get everybody on the same page. Like, no. But anyway, that's just a little side note. I just had that thought. But anyway, we bless God. But yeah, y'all. So, it's, you know, procrastination. It's something that I've been challenged with probably my whole life. And some of you probably have been struggling with the same thing. It's not an uncommon thing, but I want to focus on the people who struggle with it the most and who got that really strong heaviness of stress and anxiety and feel like they can't do things because they may be battling depression. And I just want to sit and actually I want to pray with y'all real quick right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, for I thank you for another day of life, Lord. I thank you for anyone who is watching this video. Heavenly Father, I pray that you touch each and every one of their lives, oh God. I pray that you help them to see the areas on where procrastination is harming them from reaching their growth, oh God. Heavenly Father, I bind up the spirit of procrastination right now. Heavenly Father, I pray that you allow them to see the breakthrough. I pray that you allow them to see the things that can get done when procrastination is no longer bothering them, oh God. Heavenly Father, I pray for an extra hedge of protection over everyone who watches this, oh God. And I pray that you keep their spirits uplifted. Heavenly Father, I also rebuke depression and oppression, oh God. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety, oh God. Heavenly Father, for we were made to be confident and to live in higher heights, to live peacefully, to live joyfully, oh God. And the enemy is trying to make us not win. And we will win, and we're going to win, oh God, Heavenly Father, with your strength. So I pray that you help us to win, help us to conquer these things, oh God. The purpose that you have for us is for good things, and the enemy wants the opposite, oh God. So we bind those things up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you just touch their hearts, soften their hearts, oh God, so they can see the light, so they can see the joy, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. I don't really be like on here praying like that, but I just felt led because I know depression is something so, it's so thick and it's so common, unfortunately, nowadays. And that is something that even the woman God that came forth today at church was talking about. She was talking about her own testimony and I resonated with it so much. And that's why I do these things. That's why I speak, because just as she told her testimony, it touched me, it reached me, it made me not feel alone. And I don't want y'all to feel alone, because you're not alone and God sees you and he loves you and we're gonna get through this, okay? And for starters, for me, I you know, sometimes you just may need to clean up. Okay, so the first step that I'm going to be taking to help me get through and push through procrastination is cleaning up my space, deep cleaning out my room. Don't be like a whole mess, but sometimes we just need to reorganize, move things around so it can be a more effective working space, because there's a lot of things that I'm trying to achieve that I'm going to achieve in these little four walls that I'm blessed to have. And yeah, y'all, like, we need to lock in. Okay, like, we started this year off strong with discipline. We started this year off strong with understanding the vision of where we want to go. But now it's time to lock in, and it's time to really, you know, it's time to reload the clip. You feel me? It's time to reload the gun and be like, okay, I shot all my bullets, but now I need to regain my strength. Now I need to, you know, realign my faith and understand what I need to get done and how I need to get it done so we can aim for greatness and knock it down. That's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA. Once again, don't you forget it. And I really genuinely hope and pray that this episode was impactful to you and your journey. And I pray that it uplifted you. I pray that it encourages you to read your word and to seek more from God. And because I'm not no pastor, no preacher, I'm just a girl trying to figure it out. And I feel like it's therapeutic for me to share my story and my journey. Thank you to all of my podcast listeners on any other podcasting platform. I love each and every one of y'all. And don't forget, please don't forget that it may not matter if I love you, but most importantly, don't you forget that God loves you and he truly, truly does care for you. And I pray that you all get some good night's rest. And I'll see y'all again next week, next Wednesday, on Bedtime Talks with Jean. Peace.